I do not kill with my gun. She who kills with her gun has forgotten the face of her father. I kill with my heart, she murmured, and began shooting. The first bullet took the lead buck in the head, and he crashed over on his left side. The others ran past him. A doe leaped over his body, and Susanna's second bullet took her at the height of her leap, so that she crashed down dead on the other side, one leg splayed and broken, all grace gone. She heard Roland fire three times, but didn't look to see how he'd done. She had her own business to attend to, and she attended to it well. Each of the last four bullets in the cylinder took down a deer, and only one was still moving when he fell. It didn't occur to her that this was an amazing piece of shooting, especially with a pistol. She was a gunslinger after all, and shooting was her business. Besides, the morning was windless. Half the herd now lay dead in the grassy valley below. All the remainder, save one, wheeled left and pelted away downslope toward the stream. A moment later they were lost in a screen of willows. The last one, a yearling buck, ran directly toward her. Susanna didn't bother trying to reload from the little pile of bullets lying beside her on a square of buckskin, but took one of the riser plates instead, her hand automatically finding the dull gripping place. "Riser!" she screamed and flung it. It flew across the dry grass, elevating slightly as it did, giving off that weird moaning sound. It struck the racing buck at mid-neck. Droplets of blood flew in a garland around its head, black against the white sky. A butcher's cleaver could not have done a neater job. For a moment the buck ran on, heedless and headless, blood jetting from the stump of its neck as its racing heart gave up its last half a dozen beats. Then it crashed to its splayed forelegs less than 10 yards in front of her hide, staining the dry yellow grass a bright red.